To talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its sponsors, Christy Doherty and Mia Hansen Aloha, and our very special super subscriber sponsor, Miss Madonna Hines, Madge with a sexy J. We love you, girls. Hello, and welcome to the Watch What Crappens podcast, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on ye old bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks podcast and the Real Housewife of Beverly Hills audiobooks podcast from Trash Talk TV. And I'm with the gorgeous and talented, beautiful, kind-spirited and gentle soul, Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Blog and the Banter Blender. Hello, Ben.
Hey, Ronnie. What's going on?
Not a whole lot. Talking to my baby all day.
Oh, well, it's Friday, which means we not only survived the week, but we get to talk about one of the most hilarious shows on Bravo right now, Summer House.
Yeah, Summer House started out with 3 weeks left on Summer House, because it's the gay guy doing it this week. And I was so sad. Or 3 weeks. Did I say 3 weekends left? That's what he said. And it made me so sad. I was like, no.
I know. I was like, Summer House, don't leave so soon. And the thing is, I don't know how this show is doing. I feel like people seem to be watching it. I feel like people on Twitter and on our listeners and some people I've been talking to in real life are like, oh yeah, I watched Summer House, and everyone seems to like it a lot. But I don't actually know how it's doing in the ratings. It's so hard for us to access what the ratings are for any of these shows. But I really hope Summer House is doing well. But since we like it so much, chances are it's going to get canceled.
Yeah, because we like things that get canceled very quickly.
Yeah, but it's so good. It's so good.
I'm trying to find ratings actually online, and I can't find anything.
I looked. It's so, I don't know. I don't know how to find the ratings for Summer House.
Monday cable rating, 6 hours ago. Bates Motel is back. You know, a show that's not quite as fun, but I still love me some Bates Motel. Okay. Hold on, I'm gonna do a find, a word find. Summer House.
It's probably like, I got a 0.3 rating.
It did.
Really?
That is what it got. Is that good? Like,
20,000 viewers.
That's
I don't know.
That's not good. I don't think that's good. It's almost at the end. Okay, here's where it ranks next to. It goes, oh my God, it's really far down there. Okay. Love and Hip Hop 7, 1.3. Then it goes WWE, Fast and Loud, Teen Mom 2, Diesel Brothers, Vanderpump Rules, Breaks, Teen Mom 2, NBA Basketball, Martha and Snoop Potluck, Bates Motel, NBA Basketball, College Basketball, College Basketball, Counting On, Rachel Maddow Show, College Basketball, Tucker Carlson, Summer House.
Well, you know, that's stiff competition for a new show. That's going up against professional sports and college sports and Rachel Maddow. And, you know,
yeah, lots of lesbians watching TV last night is basically what you're saying.
Yeah.
And then Summer House beat, it's above Daily Show, O'Reilly Factor, House
well,
Hunters,
hey.
And Pardon the Interruption.
So, look, it's doing better than The Daily Show. So, there, enough said. But, gosh, I feel bad. I do feel like Bravo actually promotes it, too. Normally, we're like, well, they don't show it any love. But Bravo has a lot of Summer House commercials. But they probably don't have a lot of as people from Summer House on Watch What Happens. That's what I think is a problem. They don't put the stars of these shows on one of their big promotional platforms. And that really bothers me.
Yeah, come on, guys. Help your own show out. I mean, what the hell?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, we'll do the promoting for you because we love this show.
Yeah, we do. And so we ended last week with Steven, who I'm so horrible because I am a gay guy and I'm like the gay guy. I mean, that's even what I write down in my notes. Mm-hmm. And you were so much more than that, Steven.
Haven't found out what it is yet. Yeah. But I'm sure
he's
you
a
are.
Southern gay guy. Southern gay guy.
So it ended with him like, Everett totally told me that he came home after sleeping with four people in a bed. And Lindsay was like, four people?
All right.
So that's where we open. So she's like, four people? Four? Like, she's mad about the number, which I think is funny.
So she tells us, she goes, I've known Everett for 2.5 years, and I'll always give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm like, yeah, except when you're drunk and mad and he calls you geek when he's joking, and then you break up as a result of it.
Yeah, and then it cuts to Everett sleeping on the couch holding his nuts. I thought that was the funniest cut. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Nuts holding. Yeah.
So Everett's like, when she confronts Everett, he's like, that is a flagrant impossibility because I won't fit in any bed with four people anyway.
Yeah. You know Everett's lying when he starts using, like, crazy big words.
Yeah.
That's a flagrant impossibility!
Yeah. And then she's like, so, you didn't wake up in a bed with four other people? And he's like, no. And it's not gonna happen again, I promise. I'm like, wait, so... How can it happen again if it didn't happen in the first place?
I'm not ever going to wake up with not four people ever again. I promise.
But the thing was, here's how I could tell he was lying. Because he was actually really calm. He's like, no, geek. I didn't do that. That's crazy, geek. No, you're crazy, and I promise. Don't have anything to worry about. I'm like, he is too calm. Because if he didn't do it, he'd be like, why would you say that, geek? You are.
Yeah, but he did. So he's like, did we invade Iraq under false pretenses? Like, yes. Bad example, geek. Bad example.
Game over, geek. Game over. R.I.P. Bill Paxton.
There were nuclear reactors in that bed. I just put four people over them so we wouldn't lose the Hamptons. So Lindsay's like, yeah, I know he didn't do it because he knows that if he did it, he'd lose the best thing to ever happen to him.
I'm like, what was that, surviving the war? Well, I guess that would be a second best.
He's like, Lindsay, did you take my new shorts that you don't have to wear underwear with? Those were the best things that ever happened to me. She's like, well, you shouldn't have fucked four people.
All right. I can't believe you'd say that. All right. I like to think of Everett when he goes on a monologue, that Adagio for Strings starts playing, you know, from Platoon. You know, he's like, yeah, it was a rough night. I was fighting with Lindsay. I got so mad. I just had to leave the house. Go to another house in Montauk and like talk to a bunch of geeks and then like fall asleep in a bed with four people, and it was like really rough for me too, geek. Really rough.
Things have to change.
Oh, sorry, I cut it off.
That was good. Just see the whole thing to that.
I know. Summer House as scored by the music in Platoon. I'm just gonna play it at random parts of this recap. I'm just gonna start playing that. This episode was sort of like a war movie.
Well, and we start seeing who's really planting all the bombs. I mean, I guess we could see it, but we start seeing them react because in this episode, both Christina and the gay guy have issues getting caught and then getting mad that they were that their plans were foiled.
We'll get to it perhaps when we get to the real craziness. But I think that Christina and Steven, they're with a bunch of idiots, and, well, we'll get to it.
Well, that's true. Well, we can start with Steven, because he's the first, but Steven gets mad because Lindsay and Everett are now like, oh my god, I love you, and he's like, you're a geek. She's like, I know that word now, and I'm fine with it. So they're, like, all happy, and... And the gay comes late. He comes after everybody else. So he comes home and sees them acting all lovey-dovey, and he goes... Everett didn't come home. He woke up with four girls and then lies about it and then gets off without a hitch. Like, this makes no sense. Like, he's sad that his plans were foiled.
He's like, I should have known this summer was going to be fucked when that girl from Vanderpump Rules showed up in a Steve Jobs bathing suit. By the way, we should also mention that like the Ladies of London woman, she clearly moved over to Summer House because the music was crazy this episode. The song was like, it's all about us, hashtag fabulous.
No, she did not. Was it hashtag fabulous?
That was the lyric. It said, it's all about us, hashtag fabulous. I don't know if I got the melody right, but I definitely wrote down the lyrics.
Well, the Hamptons is so white that they probably are just getting hashtags. Like, oh my God, hashtag. It's a number sign, but it's like a subject.
It's actually probably like the party line you have to call to find out where the cool thing's happening at Kasha. So they're like, you have to press hashtag and you write fabulous in your phone.
So back in the city. We're back in the city. Hashtag
back
subway.
In the city. Phone talking montage. Phone talking montage. Yeah. Steven needs flowers. Carl is here for a 3 o'clock appointment. And Christina wants interviewed Olivia Palmero. Palermo.
She's from the city, right?
Yeah.
Is that the girl from the hills and then the city? Or just the
Absolutely.
City?
Absolutely. Just yeah. the city.
She's awful. Mm-hmm. And over, Christina.
Great show.
Darling, yeah. Look upwards. Look up. Yeah. Aim up, darling. And she's like, I love stories because I'm a reporter. And whenever somebody has news, they're like, Christina, do you want to tell everybody that my parents are getting divorced? And I'm like, yeah, I'll bear it.
Christina News Network. Her example was, yeah, one time my aunt was pregnant with twins and she called up and I answered the phone and she's like, you want to tell my family? You want to tell the family? And I was like, yeah, I certainly do. And I went and I told the entire family about Aunt Joni's twins. And honestly, it was the biggest day in the world. It was amazing.
I bear more bad news than a surrogate. So Christina's like, I'm not fake, okay? So what you see is what you get. Take it or leave it. I'm not crying. I'm not crying. And then Kyle and his partner on the phone.
Yeah, this is like a nothing scene. He's like, yeah. Decided to move on from free ball and shorts to an app about fitness. Working out.
He's fitness. Like, yeah, fitness. He's like, hey, partner, I'm on the phone. Well, so far I can log into the app, and that's huge.
It's great. The app turns on. It's amazing.
And then they show him working out in the backyard of the summer house with all the cast trying to, I guess, tape things for the app. I don't know, but
something
Stephen
like
barfed,
that.
So it was worth it.
Stephen barfs. He's like, eh. By the way, I'm very intrigued by Kyle's free bong shorts. I feel like he should send us samples and we can test them out.
Well, the whole point of underwear is that you can wear the same jeans every day and just
That's
change
true.
Your underwear. So what's the point if you have to wash the short? You know, it doesn't make
yeah,
sense.
That's true. That's true.
It's actually making more washing. You know?
Right. It's bad for the world.
Yeah. So I'm glad you moved on to a fitness app because there's not enough of those.
Yeah. So then after like there are 10 seconds in New York City, it's Friday again. And now Kyle is driving out to Montauk and he's got Carl and Lindsay and the twins all crammed in there. And the twins, Lauren's like, why didn't anyone tell me Carl's coming? No one told me about Carl. Carl? Carl? Carl?
Carl, I guess like with Carl, like we're just gonna have to brush things under the rug, which is the theme of the night on Bravo, because that was yes. Vanderpump Rules too.
Yeah, Carl, how's it up there? Yeah, are you buckled in, Carl? Carl, you know there's a driver's side airbag, so you'll be safe. Okay, Carl, you know that, Carl?
I think there was a huge missed opportunity to just show us whatever the hell they were talking about in this car, because we really didn't get to see it. And you know it was amazing, like whatever it was. Like, is this Britney Spears? Yeah, it's Britney Spears. Oh my God, listen to Britney Spears. I know, right? She's singing again? Yeah, she's back from the mental hospital. That was like a long time ago. I know, but it seems like yesterday. I know, remember yesterday when we were like dancing to that song in junior high? I know, Carl.
Hey, Carl. Why did Carl throw himself out the door?
Oh my God, Carl threw himself out the door. Carl's rolling down the highway now.
Carl, did that feel good? Was that fun? That sounds like a fun thing to do. Should
yeah,
we do
it was
Carl?
Fun.
Carl,
yeah, I want to roll down the
Carl,
highway.
We're coming.
Yeah,
we're coming,
push
Carl.
Me out. You want to go or I'll go?
Carl, we're going to go.
But we didn't get that, so whatever. Screw you, show.
Well, actually, we did see some of what Lauren said. They did cut to one part where Lauren in the back, she was like, hey, Lindsay, I spoke with Everett this morning. He seemed good. Has he been good? He looks in good spirits
yeah,
this
is
week.
Good?
Is he good? Magic everything well, Lindsay?
Is he good?
Lindsay?
Lindsay, is he
Carl?
Good? Lindsay?
Carl asked Lindsay. Carl asked Lindsay about Everett. Everett? Is Everett good?
So they... Now we get Everett's thing. He's like, you know, every housewife got to have something to sell, as Lisa Rinna told us on this here show. She's like, the only point of doing this is if you've got something to sell. Let's face it.
Yeah.
Everett's thing is not just like some shallow product. It is actually a charity for vets, which is nice,
Yeah.
but it's called the HOH.
It's called Help Our Heroes. And yeah, for Big Brother fans, this was a little confusing.
Yeah, Big Brother fans are like, oh my God, I already pay for the feeds. Screw the vets. Now I gotta pay for vets too. And it's like, yeah, I started a charity and it's to save vets' lives. It's like, wow, is it like floating devices? And I'm like, what is it, Everett? And he's like, exercising. He's like, yeah, the vets, we're gonna run up hills. I was like, wait a second.
We're gonna run around Montauk, run around trees and up hills and down hills and save
Fighting
our
in a war
ankles.
doesn't mean that we don't see a hill and say, I'm not gonna run up that thing. We do run up. Why would we get in a bed with one
Soon,
person?
every vet will have his own bottle of rosé.
Every vet will have four people to sleep with at night.
The twins are talking about the car ride and Carl, and Lauren announces that she's going to stand up for herself. Lauren, yeah, I wrote in my note, Lauren's going to stand up for himself, which is kind of a Freudian slip, but Lauren's going to stand up for herself, and I just wrote, uh-oh, because you know this is just going to be terrible, because Lauren's version of standing up for herself will just be like, hey, Carl, want to get back together? Oh, I really stood up for myself there, Carl. Didn't I, Carl?
Yeah, whenever these twins are in a scene together, I die. She's like, yeah, well, we're brushing stuff under the rug, I guess, me and Carl. And she's like, yeah, like, what are you going to do? She's like, yeah, well, I'll tell you this. Carl was definitely pursuing me, and we kissed, and we hooked up, and we went on a date, and he met my family. And then, next thing you know, he's kissing Jacqueline and making me look stupid. And I will not have that, and that is disrespectful. Yeah, that's disrespectful. Yeah, and
That's
then,
rude. Carl's rude. You have to stand up for yourself, Lauren. You have to. You
yeah,
can't
I'm
let
going
him
to stand up for
be that
myself.
way, Lauren.
Yeah,
Lauren,
I'm going to
stand
send
up
a message
to
to
him.
him.
Carl.
Yeah,
Are
I'm
you
going
standing
to
up to
send a
Carl?
message
Lauren,
to
you're
him.
standing up to Carl.
Yeah, well, don't let him charm you with sorry and words, okay? Don't let him charm you like that, because he's going to try to, and you're going to be charmed. Like the first second you talk to Carl, you're going to get swooned. Okay?
Okay, got it. I'm gonna let him charm me with words. Got it. Great idea.
No, I said don't get charmed by words. Okay? Don't be swooned. Okay?
Okay, charmed by a smile. Charmed by a smile.
No,
Okay,
not
got
by
it.
a
Got it.
smile.
Great
No,
idea. Great
no. Look
idea.
at his teeth and just think of nicotine burns. No.
Nicotine. Nicotine helps you quit things, and I'm gonna quit this feeling about being angry at Carl. Great. So I'm gonna be all on board with Carl. Great.
What did my sister do without me? This is why I'm here. This is why I can never leave. Brad.
And as they're talking about Carl, they're like not flat ironing, but they've got like those, what do you call those things for your hair? They're like curling
Yeah, the
irons.
curling iron, yeah.
They are curling ironing their hair so aggressively. The more worked up they get, they're like brushing and curling and brushing and curling faster and faster. I don't know how they didn't get tangled.
I will not be swooned. Oh God, I just broke off some of my hair again. Damn it.
Carl,
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 Carl.
I'm gonna burn you with this curling iron unless you curling. Curling iron, curling iron.
I will not curl Carl's hair. Where's Carl? He needs a hair curl.
Carl,
Where is
would
he?
you like to curl your hair,
Carl,
Carl?
I want to make you pretty, Carl.
So,
So, speaking of Carl, Carl and Kyle are in the car with Kyle and Carl.
everyone has the same syllables. It's annoying. Carl, Curl, 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 curling iron,
It's a dumb
curling iron.
people night on Bravo. It's like Katie, Tom, Tom, Carl, Kyle, Kyle, Carl.
Lauren Lindsay. Yes, they're in the car. I don't remember what happened with them in the car.
Carl's like, yeah, like being in the car with those girls, like it's like being in the principal's office, but this principal wants to bone me.
Yeah. Well, I
So.
think that was in reference to Lauren saying, hey, Carl, can I talk to you for a moment? Which is the way every episode begins with her pulling him aside for like a powwow.
Oh,
He's like,
yeah. So that's what
oh.
it is. Yeah, that's what it is.
So,
She's talking, they get to the house and she pulls him aside to talk.
yeah. And so she sits him down and she just starts doing this, her typical monologue thing. She says, well, in the beginning of the summer, we were like hooking up and kissing and stuff like that. And everything seemed great. And it was like fun and easy and light. And then all of a sudden things cooled off. And I don't understand why things cooled off. It just seems strange that it cool off, Carl. Like, I mean, I thought it was like hot summer. So it's supposed to be hot. So it was weird. That's cool. Unless you put on the air conditioner, in which case, if you're putting on the air conditioner, I wish you'd let me know because it's going to cost something for the bill. And Carl, like, do you want to be in the air conditioner right now,
Yeah,
Carl?
like it would be nice to have a sweater right now. Like if I had some warning, I could have a sweater. Carl, are you smirking right now? And he goes, are we dating? Are we dating? She goes, oh, yeah, well, I didn't say we were dating, Carl, but, like, okay, Carl, it's more than flirting, Carl, okay? It's more than flirting. And he goes, we had a fun connection, and you're great. She's like, yeah, we did have a fun connection. Then it went dark. It was like someone turned off the lights. You didn't pay the electricity bill. Why didn't you pay the electricity bill, Carl? What the hell's wrong with you? You have a job, don't you? Did you have a job, Carl?
You want a nightlight? You want a nightlight, Carl? It's dark. You want a nightlight? Should we get a nightlight? We can get a nightlight. We don't want to go. We can go to Walmart. Get a nightlight right now, Carl. Like nightlight. We can just turn the lights on. Actually, you want to turn the light? Do you need maybe a mask? We'll keep the light on, but you put a mask on. That'll work. I can do that.
Just feel around, Carl. Sometimes when you're blind, that's when you feel things the most, Carl. Do you feel it now? Close your eyes. Do you feel it now? Do you feel it now? Is it still intense? Is it still intense? Okay, I'm gonna put fire on your face. Do you feel it? Do you feel it? Do you feel it? Do you feel it, Carl? Carl.
Carl's good. You like the heat.
So now is where Carl totally changes it and blames it on somebody else, as if he hasn't been a total real shithead this whole time.
And I just want to comment right before you get into that Carl is being I don't know if it's condescending, but he's doing this. He is being combative when he does that thing like, well, like you mentioned before, well, are we dating? Well, I mean, that's on you. Excuse me, I'm burping. Coffee burp. But he keeps doing this thing where he is deflecting. He's trying to make her feel stupid about it. He's really on the defensive in an obnoxious way that I really hate when guys do that.
Yeah.
And so
what are we dating? Because I was under the impression that we were just like hanging out and having fun. And I liked that she put him in his place. And she's like, no, don't make it about that. It was more than just flirting. Yeah. Like, you met my parents. And I like that she is kind of being how he's saying she is, but she's also got enough sense to just bring him down. Because, you know, he goes and fucks a lot of girls, and then he's like, oh, that girl thinks we're dating now. It's like he's one of those dudes who seems to get off
exactly.
on that.
And he says, he's like, well, I think that you, it was like a lot more intense for you than it was for me. Like, it was a little bit more interest from you. You thought it was a little bit more than it was. Like, Carl, I never said that. I never thought it was more than just fun. Although, here's my wedding ring I got for you to give to me.
You didn't even pay for my yogurt.
I mean, just because I introduced you to my family and my entire family doesn't mean that I was like thinking that we're in a relationship or anything, Carl.
I mean, my mom makes a guest room for everybody, Carl. It's no big deal.
So she basically is like, she's denying that she.
Yeah, she's like, where did you
fun,
get
which
that?
Is a lie.
Why would you think it's more intense for me? And he says, well, I made that assumption based on like what I'm rolling my tongue right now, but you can't see it. It's like, I made that assumption based on what other people were saying in the house. It's like, who said that?
Which
well, who said something?
Huh? Yeah,
and he's like, Christina. And so now she's like, ah, well, that's great.
And they show a flashback of that night at the bonfire where Jacqueline and Carl were being super flirty with each other. And Christina tells him in the car, like, you're going to piss off Lauren. And he's like, well, I can do whatever I want. And then she's like, well, I don't cross work as lightly, which is not her saying, oh, my God, Lauren is so into you. She wants to have a relationship. That's her being like following girl code, honestly.
And so also she said it in front of Jackie. Didn't she? She said that in front of Jacqueline. It's not like
well,
she
sort
was
of like a whisper, but yeah.
Well, but she was in the back seat and he was in the middle of the front seat. So she was saying it to the whole car. She's just like, I would not cross a work as twin. You know, don't do that.
Yeah.
And he's like, and whatever. Also, we're not married. Rolling my tongue.
And also the connection, quote unquote, went dark an episode before that anyway, when Carl had tonsillitis and couldn't drink and was being obnoxious. And that was after the whole, wedding gate situation. So for him to blame it on Christina is actually huge bullshit. And he's just like not manning up to the fact that, sure, he did lose interest because Lauren was certainly acting way too intense about it. And no one denies that except Lauren herself. But he, rather than saying like, yeah, you were just too much. And like when I took another girl to that wedding, you kind of were a little crazy and that made me lose interest. Instead of just saying that and taking responsibility for his emotions, he just blames it on Christina so that way he can get back to boning Lauren.
Well, at least he kind of redeemed a little bit because she's like, well, that's ludicrous. And Christina has overstepped her place. Christina's a great reporter. Great. Well, report on somebody else like Christina Palermo. And he kind of swept it back a bit when he was like, well, look, I'm really good at fucking things up, you know? Oh, no, he didn't tell her did he?
No, he did. He goes, so I have a reputation of fucking things up, but I'm really good at patching things up too. So I hope I can patch it up. So, can I get a kiss? Can you get another kiss?
Yeah.
Get another kiss. She's basically. Like, Carl. Okay, Carl.
He's like, you know, I'm just scared because of my feelings. So I self-sabotage. She's like, oh my God, self-sabotage. That's so hot. It's like emotional suicide. I just want to, like, save you. Let's talk.
Yeah.
So that's she, like, so of course, does Carl. Immediately what her sister was worried about, which is she swooned.
Yeah. She falls for Carl's very obvious charm. And I mean, because Carl is so slick, it's so infuriating.
Yeah. He's also very cute. And
he's very cute.
I think he rolls his tongue on purpose because he's like, look what I could do. It's like, okay, Carl. Okay. My vagina forgives you.
Well, she sees the potential of that tongue motion.
I like when she tells us, she's like, oh my God, everyone says I'm crazy, but he's crazy. Like, who's more crazy? He's like bipolar. I'm being fucking serious. She drinks wine.
Yeah. Yeah. If Carl's real bipolar, he's like, oh, I have a shot to get back in that pussy. Okay, great. I'll just say, blame Christina and say, I'm really good at patching things up. Can I get a kiss? He's bipolar. He's crazy. Anyway, fuck you, Christina. He's bipolar.
I was thinking of a bipolar joke and I was like, wow, I really know nothing about the poles.
Chili Willy, maybe?
I'm like, Santa Claus lives at one. I'm over. I will not be swooned.
So it's the next day, and Lindsay and Ara are setting up for the HOH competition.
It's like, which this is different than how we blocked it, but like, it's okay. I'll just roll with it. But like, I pay attention to every little detail, and it's annoying, but I can't help it because I throw events, and that's my job.
I pay attention to, like, every little detail. By the way, Christina, I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you that before people come into our apartment tomorrow. Sorry. But every detail, every other detail I pay attention to. Except for ones pertaining to Christina, that bitch. Seriously? All right. So it's just like a race. It's kind of like a Tough Mudder sort of thing. And everyone shows up. And they have to go running through the woods. It reminded me a lot of that Real World Road Rules Challenge season. I think it was Fresh Meat, where they had to go running on a race every episode.
Ugh, gross. Yeah, I knew there's exactly. A reason I don't watch that show.
Yeah, that was towards the end of my watching of the challenge.
I thought that what was funny in this was Kyle's like, oh, God, look at my teammates. I mean, I'm up against Everett. He's got, like, Green Beret guys, and I've got the Workest Twins. And then they cut to a guy in a wheelchair. I was like, okay, well, I think that guy's technically worse off.
By the way, I fully believe the Workest Twins can do as much damage as 10 soldiers.
No kidding.
Although I take it back, because as soon as the race started, Ashley basically broke her foot.
Well, if they had just had like a balloon or something with Brad's face, she could have run towards it, you know?
Yeah, she just needed proper motivation.
I just need something to focus on. Brad.
Well, someone Brad, Carl. Someone told Lauren, she's like, Carl's at the end of this course waiting for you with open arms. Carl, give me the bag. Carl.
I don't need you. I'm not into you. Carl.
Brad, Carl.
Yeah, so poor Ashley. They all that come sucks. Down the hill, and Mary Twin is stuck up there. They're like, where's Mary Twin? They're like, oh, she hurt herself, so she's still up there. So they go
Lauren's together. Like... Then Lauren gets the music. Lauren's like, Ashley! I feel her internal pain.
I was alone. I've been alone up here. She's like, well, you told us to keep going. She's like, I didn't mean it. I'm alone.
I was all alone when I sprained my ankle.
I was there by myself. Blah.
It truly is like the Platoon moment. It really is Willem Dafoe with the hands up. It's Ashley. My ankle. Brad.
I like her calling from the hospital. She's like, oh my God, you won't believe how bad it is. I'm in the hospital. I rolled my ankle. This is crazy. I got a cast. It's nuts. What am I going to do with the cast? How am I going to do this? I'm all alone. I have a cast. Everyone's just listening to it like, oh shit. Carl goes, just get her a bell.
Lauren's like, I feel like I'm on crutches too. Like, I can feel her crutches. Like, where are we have twin crutch sense, Carl?
Yeah, like, I can walk okay, but like, my soul is limping. Like, it's weird. So the twins come home from the hospital, and she's like, "Oh my god, I'm an invalid. I've never even used crutches. Like, what is this? Rocks? Like, what? This is not a joke. Like, they just they take you into the hospital, and they give you a cast, and they hand you crutches, and they don't show you how to use them. Like, what is that? Like, there's no training."
Like, I think it's pretty simple. I liked then when Lauren, trying to be the good twin, is trying to help her sister. She's like, "Okay, we're gonna give you a bath, all right? So we have to just like wrap up your cast." She's like, takes a bag to wrap up the cast, and she's like bending the leg, the ankle. She's like, "Here, let me just move your ankle over for a moment." And she's like, "Ow, ow, ow, ow,
ow, hurts. Ow, why are you doing it like Brad, that? Ow, that literally, Brad, ow, ow, Carl, literally
Brad,
hurts."
Carl, yeah, Carl, Brad.
So the guys are just watching like, "Wow, another great weekend at this fucking house."
Kyle's trying to conduct business, can't even get a reception. He's like, "Oh, okay, well, I can't even do that."
So Ashley FaceTimes Brad. And she's like, he goes, "How are you?" And she's like, "Ah, well, I've been a lot better, that's for sure. And they say I could have torn ligaments. And okay, this is what happened, okay? Like, how am I going to do this by myself? This sucks. Brad, you don't seem sympathetic." Like, she hasn't stopped talking one time.
Meanwhile, his picture's, like, frozen because of a bad connection. He's, like, not even connected anymore. Brad, why aren't you talking to me? Brad.
And he's like, well, this is where Brad falls, I think, in all of our eyes a little bit. Because he's like, "Yeah, well, that wouldn't have even happened to you if you were here with me." "Don't you think I feel like shit enough, Brad? Like, you know how important this is. I came to be with my sister because, like, this is the last time. She's going to be all alone in the world. She makes terrible decisions." It's like, "Well, come home. Don't you just want to quit and come home?" It's like every terrible parent on a reality show, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, "Just quit, honey."
And she's like, "You know why I'm here." I'm like, "For a TV show. Yes, we understand." She's like, "For Lauren." I'm like, "No, for a TV show. You're contractually obligated, and this is your moment, so you're going to stay here, even if it means being away from Brad. And by the way, Brad, just because if she had gone to San Diego, there's no guarantee that she wouldn't have broken both of her legs. So your argument falls flat."
Yeah, and fuck you, Brad. Like, you're the one who moved in the first place.
Yeah,
you're Brad, the one who moved, Brad, and is making her move cross-country to stay with you and leave her sister behind. So you're the dick here, okay? You can at least be nice for 3 months.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Lauren is doing a great job of resisting Carl's charms by playing patty cake with him in the other room.
They were literally playing patty cake.
Literally.
Like, well, this is literally. So the Hamptons.
That's so Carl, too. Be like, "Yeah, let's play something that's sort of like childhoodish, so it looks like, you know, I'm like sweet and, you know, lovable. Now let's fuck."
Kyle, glad to see their smooth sailing, but it's 4 a.m. and... Oh, he was saying he's glad to see Carl and Lauren, or Kyle and the twin, back together, but it's 4 a.m. and I have an empty bed for the first time all summer, and it's brutal. I was like, dude, go wax your pussy. Like, seriously.
Jerk off.
You would.
Jerk off. It's called get some lotion and deal with it. Or just go to sleep. How about that?
Yeah.
How about that? Just go to sleep, okay? Just go to sleep. Like, literally, I can't. Like, literally, my walls are up. So then it's Sunday, and now it's time for Sunday fun day, and there's a party bus, and there's a stripper pole. Everyone's like, "Yeah, you know, I have to get a stripper pole."
Nothing says party day like making your own jugs of drinks and carrying them daintily onto the party bus.
"I made a rosé cocktail. Yeah!
I've got peppermint lemonade schnapps. Yeah!" It's like all these different flavors.
Got some leftover rosé from the HOH competition.
So Jacqueline calls, and she's like, "Hi, I'm a legit man." And they're like, "We got a stripper pole, Jacqueline."
"I'm on the chit now. Hey, I'm on the chit now. It's going so fast."
By the way, I know Jacqueline is one of those girls like, "Yeah, I'm a guy's guy, and the girls like don't get me because like I'm just hot." But this is also a reason people don't like you, bitch, okay? Yeah. They show her in her city scene when she's like, "I'm at the city," and everyone's like, "I'm on the phone." And then they show her at work, which is a fit model, and they're like, "Your waist is just a fraction too small." It's like, that's why people hate you.
"Oh, you know I love a good small space.
I'm so sorry, my waist is too small. I'm on a jitney." So
everyone's getting sloppy in this party bus because they go to a brewery. They're Lauren and Carl are flirting at the brewery. Everyone's getting just drunker and drunker and drunker. Jacqueline joins them at the brewery. They wind up back on the bus, and Jacqueline starts totally doing her like pole dancing routine, like, oh, you know, I'm just a big flirt, don't mind me, as like her legs are doing a full split and
as she's like swallowing the entire bus with her butthole. I'm like, girl, you are going deep. And then Kyle's like, yeah, Jacqueline goes from 0 to 105 seconds, and I like it because it keeps me guessing. You white people, don't you find yourself saying that? I say it at least 4 times in the show, every episode, like, oh my God, white people.
Exactly. So then Kyle is now wasted, and since he didn't get any last night, he's extra horny. So he just goes up to Jacqueline and starts making out with her, and they just start making out. And then things are just like crazy. Everyone is making out. Shirts are coming off. The only one who's not making out is Ashley, who's sitting there with her foot up on the seat. And while every other person, there's just like just sloppy white people making out everywhere.
I like when Carl goes, yeah, of course it's a stripper pole. They call it a party bus, not a chill bus.
Good one, Carl. Carl, that was funny, Carl. Carl, is that getting in the show? Did you say that to the producer, Carl? Carl, do you use the chill line? Actually, what's really happening is the producers are funny because every time they cut to Lauren and Carl, they played this like magical chime of romance. You know, well, even though they're being all sloppy. And Carl is such a Svengali. He's going, yeah, I'm learning a lot. And Lauren's like, you are. And then they start making out.
So they get back home and everyone's wasted. And now Kyle, who's just been making out with Jacqueline this whole time, is like, you know, Jacqueline's hot, but I'm sobering up and I'm questioning, why am I not with Amanda? I don't feel like single Kyle anymore. I'm like, that's really nice to try and get some posse from Amanda now when she's watching this on TV. But you're really just saying that because you know Jacqueline ain't going to F you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know she's not.
And also, no one cares about your Amanda existential crisis. This arc that you have is the worst arc of the show.
Yeah,
no,
it's like, literally, which girl that I'm trying to cling on to my youth with will end up loving me? It's like, none of them. Find someone age appropriate with a goddamn job.
So the next morning, it's time to go back to the city, which means we got a reprise of the classic Summer House song, You Know, You Know, You Know. They play that every episode. That's why I mention it.
You know, you know, you know, you know,
you know,
you know, you know,
you know, Carl, you know, Carl, you know, Carl, Carl, you know, Carl. It's written by the Workers Twins. They have an ASCAP royalty on it.
And everyone's talking on their phone like, oh, my God, Margarita Machine and a pizza place. I know, right? And then they go to a facial bar with the twins, and it's just these poor facialists are like, oh, geez, we're going to have to give out free aspirin to the rest of the people in this bar right now.
Yeah, they had that vapor in those twins' faces only because they thought it might shut them up.
Yeah, they're like, this goes in your mouth.
Like, this has nothing to do with your skin. This is just purely to make you stop talking.
Yeah, this could hurt. Here's a ball gag.
Carl, do you have a ball gag too?
We've been
Carl.
Slipping. Like, we've been slacking on our routine big time. Like, it's crazy. Like, we've really been slacking. Like, it's nuts.
Yeah, I'm getting zits.
Those are called, like, party zits.
It's yeah, I'm crazy. Going to a lot of parties.
Oh, I feel God, like the summer's going
like
so fast.
Party of two.
Yeah, Carl like we're to like a party. Like, yeah, like party of two. Like, party of five. Remember that show? Oh,
oh my God, that show made me cry so much.
Oh, my God. Romance, death,
like,
cancer.
Oh, my God. I
had everything. Like, Jennifer Love Hewitt. Like, she's still around.
She's so good. Yeah, it was Lacey Chabert. Remember, she's in Mean Girls? You ever seen Mean Girls?
Oh, my God. What a movie. Yeah, it was so good. I'm going to show that movie to Carl.
I know Carl would love that. So do you think Carl's like? Do you think I'm like Regina George?
Yeah,
do you think Carl would like that?
It's starting to feel for real now. Like, it's like setting it for real now because I'm going to move and I'm going to see Brad. Like, I'm not even going to see you. What are you going to do without me? Like, you can't even like put a fork full of dinner to your mouth. Like, what's going to happen to you?
Literally, like, my Mean Girls DVD has been in the player and I don't know how to get it out. Once you're gone, it'll never come out.
Yeah, you never knew how to take DVDs out of the player.
I don't know how to push buttons.
God, I miss VHS.
I'm confused. I hate buttons. VHS is the best. Remember our VCR? Remember I used to call it Rhonda. Like Lindsay Zan. For the longest time, I thought Aunt Lindsay was talking about our VCR.
Veronica Cole Rhonda. So Twin, she's like, I think Carl's a good person deep down. She goes, oh my God, I know that you were going to do that. I told you. Like, you immediately forgave him. I was like, 2 seconds. You're like, I forgave you. And she's like, I can't believe Christina would sabotage me. I mean, maybe that's the reason things cooled off, you know? Like, it would be one thing if I said to you, like, I want you to be my confidant.
Yeah. You know the funny thing about Christina? She thinks she's being a good friend, but she's actually a terrible friend. I think that Christina might be one of the worst people I've ever met in my entire life. Yeah, me too. I think that too.
Yeah, and if I wanted to have a conversation with Carl, I would have one, as I did.
because I took care of that situation. I was really in control. Like, yeah, Carl's bipolar.
Yeah, but, like, Carl's bipolar, and Christina's, like, a vicious, but she's not a malicious vicious. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's totally nice, though. Yeah, she's not malicious, but she's conniving, and I would never do that to you.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we've known Christina for like 5 years now, and so we know her really well. And we met Carl 2 months ago, so I'm really glad that we're taking Carl's side over Christina's, because I think it's more important to give Carl the benefit of the doubt, because he's new.
I mean, I'm giving him the benefit of the penis, so.
Yeah, so basically, Lauren just goes in on Christina. And this seems to be the pattern on this show with both Lauren and Lindsay, which is these two women who are, I don't want to say, well, Lindsay's definitely in a codependent relationship, but in both cases, these women are kind of putting the guy in front of them. They're like blinded by love. And so rather than look at the guy's faults, they'd rather blame another girl.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, Christina gets it from both ends here now.
Yeah. Well, that's why you never help.
Yeah,
that's why
you stay away from girls like that, honestly.
Yeah, they're all the girls who never give advice like break up with him, because they immediately go back and they're like, well, Ronnie said to break up with you. So, and then you have to see them and then they hate you because you advise their girlfriend to break up with them. I mean, we've all been there. Not fun. So,
yeah, well, that's also, by the way, that's also a sign of codependency, in my non-professional opinion, because basically what happens is the guy is basically the one who turns the girl against the other girl, and the girl is okay with it, you know? So, like, it's basically by doing that, by pushing away the friends, it's creating more of a dependence on the guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what Everett and Carl
both did. Abusive guys never want you to hang out with your friends.
Yeah.
They always come up with some reason that you shouldn't be hanging out with them.
Yeah.
So Kyle and Twin and Carl, they pick up Jacqueline and,
this made me laugh because when Kyle, Jacqueline and Lauren are getting in the car, Lauren's excited. She's like, oh yeah, I'm excited because Ash is bringing Alexis. I was like, oh wow, that's cool. She has Alexis. And like, I was like, oh, it's an actual girl named Alexis.
She's like, we always leave early and traffic always gets us. Frick.
Carl, what do you think about traffic? Isn't traffic the worst, Carl? Carl, what do you think about bumper to bumper?
Freaking worst traffic.
Carl, do you ever listen to 1010 Wins? They have good traffic reports. Or you're more like CBS Radio. What do you think, Carl? Carl, what's the best one? Bandwick? Carl?
Christina's riding with Lindsay and Everett, and she's like, it was shockingly fine and mellow. And I was like, oh, just wait, girl. Just wait.
Good luck.
She's like, sorry I missed your hoe party, but I was like totally reporting on Palermo. So huge news.
Well, my cousin Sissy, she had a wart removed, and we had to do a full cover story in Christina Family News Network.
So Alexa,
quarterly.
So they all get to the house and Alexis arrives. She's like, guys, brought a beer bong. I'm like, yeah, another 40-year-old with a beer bong. You're going to fit right in with this crowd, Alexis. Come on in, honey. Have a seat.
Secretly, I wanted to partake. I was like, ooh, I haven't done a beer bong in like 15 years. That'd be fun.
Well, you can't say the same for these people.
Yeah.
They did them like yesterday. So she comes in. She's like, yeah, I was supposed to walk in and say, hello, geeks. And they're like, ah. And I think that was the third time this episode. I was like, oh, white people.
Yeah. And Lindsay's like, I can't believe she almost called us a geek. Like, all right, what's up with that? All right.
I'm not going to fight with her right now.
I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. So Everett and Lindsay, they feel bad about what happened to Ashley's foot. So they give her like one of those little scooters, and Ashley's so proud. She's like, Oh my God. I named my new scooter. I named it Crashly. Get it? Crashly. Good one, Ashley.
I like that. They're like, well, we're going to split up, 'cause some of us are going out to dinner, 'cause I really need Alexis to have a lobster roll. It's like, okay, white people. Ding. There's another ding. Ding. So Lindsay and Everett. Sorry, I just write little names.
Yeah. Yeah, I do this too. I wrote Ev too, so I know what you're talking about. Yeah, so Lindsay and the boys, which is Everett, Steven, and Kyle, go out to dinner at Kozu.
Yeah, the gay shows up late, and he's like, I stayed away on purpose last weekend because I needed a weekend to rest my patience level.
And for whoever said, by the way, that Steven looks like he's going through his own personal season of Big Brother, it could not be more appropriate that there's an HOH competition in this episode.
Exactly.
She's like, I can't believe I missed the HOH competition, the actual HOH competition in my fantasy Big Brother season.
And he's also the one who's trying to manipulate people against each other, but then it gets turned on him. And he was like the HOH, but then his key's going to get taken away and he's going to be up on the block this week.
So and yet he doesn't really care either way.
Yeah. He's like, well, at least I'll get my own bathroom again.
So. Yeah. So Lindsay, when they're at dinner, Lindsay's like, I'm at dinner with the boys, just the way I like it. I'm like, shut up, Lindsay. Enough with that.
So the rest of it is cutting between boy dinner and girl dinner. So girls, they're like, oh my God, we're girls. Yay, girl dinner. Yay, girls. And Alexis is like, so Jacqueline, beer bong, what about your life? What about your love life? And she's like, well, I don't really know. Like, I just like stuck my tongue down Carl's throat because I was feeling feisty.
I just felt like sticking my tongue down Carl's throat because I felt feisty. But that's all I did because I'm just a flirt.
And Christina's like, what are you wearing? What are you wearing right now?
I'm wearing an erection.
How do you feel about Moana getting hit in the head by a sheet dancer?
I want to get hit in my head with a sheet, but I'll get hit with the under the sheets, if you know what I'm saying. I got hit with so many sheets that I don't Moana, I just moan.
And Christina's like, did you hook up? And then it cuts back to the boy dinner. And Lindsay, Jack and Carl made out. What does that
okay,
mean?
Oh, yeah,
so Lindsay's telling the boys. That's right. Lindsay's telling the boys that Jack... Carl made out with Jacqueline, and then it cuts to Steven. He's like, oh, they made out? What are we, in fifth grade? Call me when someone fucks.
Yeah.
And then Carl's
like, I came back for this piss-poor story.
Yeah, so he's basically like, well, what's going on with the twin anyway? You're not even underwear. And Carl's like, well, you know, she's a nice girl. And he goes, have you ever seen her in the city? No. Well, if you didn't want to see her in the city, then you don't see her in the city. And after like 10 weeks, like, still didn't see her in the city. I mean, we saw her freak out after Wisconsin, which I started, but still. Like, you're horrible and you're totally getting caught right now.
Well, it's not even really, well, he doesn't really get caught actually, because he mentions this thing, but he mentions the wedding gate situation in passing. And this is Everett's chance to jump in. And he's like, well, geek Steven, you know, you just like to fan the flames. Like, you know, with Lauren and Carl over at Wedding Gate. It's sort of like when you tried to stir up shit with me and Lindsay last week.
And yeah, you said I was in bed with four chicks. And he goes, I didn't say that. I said you woke up with four people.
And how Steven could even remember 2 weeks later that people versus girls, and that he was actually right. And they showed the flashback. He said people. Was shocking. And then
I wasn't suggesting that he was cheating. I was suggesting that he was cheating and possibly gay. So
so then Everett's like, so then we cut back to the girls.
No, first you have to go, that was a complete fallacy.
Yeah, it was a complete fallacy, geek. complete.
Oh, okay, back to girls. So sorry.
Then the girls are gossiping and they're talking, they're, you know, it's just general gossip about stuff. And then Christina says, like, whoa, last time I was here, Carl was hooking up with that random girl. And Lauren goes, we don't know about that for sure. I was like, uh-oh, here come the alt facts.
Yeah, she's like, I'm pretty sure there was. And she's like, I have to say, Christina, I think you've exaggerated a lot of things about Carl. Last weekend, we had a combo, and he said that people in the house were getting involved in a relationship and saying I'm an obsessive bunny boiler, and he said it was you. She's like,
Christina's like, let me try to do that. Maybe I'll cry face again and that'll fix things.
Cut to the boy dinner. And yeah. Kyle's like, well, maybe there was just, maybe something was just lost in translation. It's like, yeah. Were you in bed with four people or not? Okay. Who slept in the house?
Kyle basically said, like, I mean, you said you're in bed with like four girls, but they were mutual friends. And then that's when Lindsay starts to really lose it. She's like, whose bed was that in the house? And he's like, it was Kim. I mean, you know, geek, you know, classic geek. Kim is super geek bed. Who cares? Like, it's Kim. I'm like, who the hell is Kim? So then Lindsay starts freaking. She's like, so you slept in Kim's bed, all right? Kim, of all people, Kim's bed. And he's like, what are you insinuating, geek? And then they just cut to Kyle being like, the sea bass is amazing. And Carl was like, the sea bass is fucking legit.
And Carl's like, God, I wish this had some Amanda sauce. And Carl's like, yeah, I wish this sea bass wasn't in love with me.
But I'm really good at patching. I'm really learning a lot, sea bass. Like, for instance, did you know that you're really called a Patagonian toothfish?
Carl, did you call me a Patagonian sea fish? I'm pretty sure a waitress at the restaurant told me that you did. Deny it, Carl.
So now that Everett has been cornered in his lie, because he let all this stuff slip, he does what any good codependent, semi-abusive boyfriend does, tries to turn it on the girl. He's like, well, maybe you should get a mirror and validate your behavior for once.
Like, she's like, okay, I'll validate my behavior when I'm sleeping in my guy friend's bed. So what if I did that? Because I'm going to do that now. And guess what? You're not in a relationship times three. And you don't know how it feels. I'm going to go sleep with the dude. Bye.
Well, I like, when she starts saying, like, the other guys, she's like, you don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels. And it's like, you don't know, and you don't know, and you don't know. And she's doing like a little, am I tapping the desk? Because I'm afraid I'm getting worked up and start tapping the desk. Sorry, everyone.
You're not in a relationship, and you're not in a relationship, and you're not in a relationship.
And she's doing this like little finger point, you know, just sort of to emphasize. She doesn't have her arm like reached across the table. She's just doing like a little thing. And just to emphasize her statements, and Everett goes, you're pointing your finger like a wild woman. So finally, Lindsay gets up and goes, I'm going to sleep at a guy's house tonight with a guy in a bed. And how do you feel about that? I was like, that was actually really funny, Lindsay. And I applaud that.
And the hostesses were like, I just like the shot of the hostesses as she left. They were like, grass.
She's really putting the box into go box.
I'm sorry, we have to unseat your table until all of your party is here.
Ina Carton's coming in shortly, and we cannot have you people here.
We need all your seats.
We need all your seats, which is funny because you all need to take a seat. So meanwhile, as if this weren't already amazing enough, over at the house, full-on girl fight is happening where Lauren is grilling Christine about Carl got freaked out. Carl, you really freaked out Carl. Why'd you do that, Christine? You freaked her out.
Now this is very unlike the gay, because Christina really doesn't even know what she's talking about. Because Christina talks so much shit, she has no idea, and she actually likes Lauren, and she wasn't trying to hurt Lauren.
And this wasn't even a shit-talking moment. She basically was like, Carl, if anything, she was trying to help Carl. Be like, Carl, you're gonna make her mad, like, be warned.
Yeah, and she's gonna try and murder you, Jacqueline, so I wouldn't do this. And so she doesn't even really remember what bad thing she said. And so she's like, well, you talked to my mom on my behalf and it freaked him out. She's like, what did I say? She's like, I don't know. Like, are things good with you and Carl? She's like, wait, so you're saying that he's mad because I asked how things are with you guys? Like, really? Yeah. So you think you haven't fallen in love with Carl because of me?
Yeah. She's like, well, you don't need to be asking Carl about Carl. I can ask Carl about Carl. Like, for instance, every time I go, Carl, that's like me. You shouldn't be asking Carl about Carl. Carl, do you like when I ask you about Carl? Carl?
And Christina's like, it's not because of me. It's because he's not that into you. So yeah. I was like, oh, girl, better slam out some Miranda lines. Because she's such a Miranda, and that she would quote Miranda in this is hilarious. And correct, by the way.
So then Lauren does what any good girl does, which is totally drag her other girlfriend down. And so she's like, well, you know, like, Christina, you talk a lot. Like, for instance, you know, you were the one who came up to me and said that Jacqueline was throwing herself at Carl. And then Jacqueline's like, shut the fuck up, Christina. And Christina's like, you're rude.
Yeah, she's like, did you or did you not flirt at the bonfire? She's like, shut the fuck up. She's like, you shut the fuck up. I was appalled after that bonfire. Appalled. Yeah.
It was amazing. It was like this two-pronged crazy attack on the show happening all at once. And I was very happy.
Yep.
I think Christina is being hung out to dry by these people. She meddles, but I don't think she meddles as much as they say. I think that she's just – she says stuff, but they're all such –
Well, she says, I think she does. I mean, I totally think she does meddle, and she does say a lot of snarky things and stuff like that. But she's not lying. or she's not like doing things hurtfully. Well, maybe she did that time she was telling somebody. What was her last thing that she got in trouble for? Oh, where she called the girl whore.
Hookers.
But she at least said that to her, to their faces, and she was kind of kidding, you know? I feel like they're getting mad at her because they're mad at each other, but instead of really being mad at each other, they're taking it out on her. Whereas the gay guy, that was his bad. Like, that was way lower than anything Christina had done. That's not cool. Yeah. He's just trying to fuck people up on purpose.
I just feel like sometimes, you know, I think Christina's an easy punching bag. And she definitely does have her way. Like, when she was really mad at Lindsay and she went around that entire party one time, being like, did you hear that Lindsay and Everett are moving in together? Like, isn't that crazy? She didn't tell her own roommate. Isn't that weird? Like, she's just passive aggressive. That's it. She's passive aggressive. And she's not confrontational. And when you're passive aggressive and non-confrontational, people view it as meddling, because that is, I guess it is meddling. Fine, it's meddling. But I think in this case, she wasn't.
I think it's
she
worse
really
because
wasn't.
He's the because Steven's like, I guess your boyfriend just told me that he slept with four people, or he's like, whoops, got a text. He's got a date at the wedding. Pretends you didn't see it. Like, he's just being a bitch. Where she could be way worse. She could be like, oh my god, Everett, I'm glad you made up, because you should hear the things she says about you when you're broken up. Yeah. Like,
I think Christina is gossipy. I don't think that she's meddling, and if she is meddling, I don't think in these cases she was being meddling.
Yeah, they could have called her out on a lot of things, but they're calling her out on the wrong things.
Yeah, exactly. I think she was just trying to support these girls, but she supported girls who are just ready to cut down other girls, and you're just never gonna win in that situation.
Yeah, so now Lauren's yelled at Christina, so Carl's fine somehow.
So Lauren hates...
So Carl's not going to totally cheat on you a million times over the course of your relationship. Okay.
Exactly. So Lauren hates Christina now, and now by default, Ashley hates Christina. Now Jacqueline hates Christina. Lindsay hates Christina. Every hates Christina. Kyle is starting to hate Christina.
Well, fortunately for Christina...
We love her.
These men that they're all trying to, you know, ignore their hatred for by hating Christina instead are going to fuck them over next week, and then they'll all be back to bitching to Christina.
Exactly. And by the way, even though Steven has been meddling and stirring up shit, you can tell he's so bored. It's like you almost have to be happy for him, because what else does he have to do?
I feel like Steven's bored in any situation. He's just one of those people, you know? He could be on a roller coaster and he'd be like, ugh, this roller coaster is gross.
Whoop-de-doo, you went upside down. Show me something that not every other roller coaster can do. Seriously?
This roller coaster is, like, literally doing nothing for me. Like, why am I even here? I should have just roller coastered at home. Ugh.
Wow, centrifugal force. That's amazing. Congratulations. You know about physics. Okay, I'll be on the merry-go-round.
And that's called DN gay. Showing through there. We've all got a little bit of it.
Yeah.
And
no,
that's
why we do this show. Steven and Christina are my favorites. And actually, then the twerk. I love this show. I love actually everyone on it. As much as we call them idiots and whatever, I really love them all.
Well, yeah, but they're fun idiots. And they're still do really stupid things like beer bongs. I mean, I could be down for that. And I also love a lobster roll. So there you go.
And they look like they are actually having so much fun so often on this show that I actually have a good amount of FOMO. I want to go out there. I want to go out there and like do beer bongs with them and like.
You're a homo with FOMO.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. We will be back next Friday with two more weeks of Summer House. Thank you so much. This is bringing us to the end of our week, and what a fun one it was.
It was a great week. Oh, my God. So much good shit on TV this week.
Everybody, thanks so much for your support. We will talk to you next time.
Bye, everyone.